Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. We've had an email from Sinead Sheehan who's on the line. It reads, myself and my partner live in Clare and we decided to go off for a couple of days without the children to Achill Island for a small getaway. On arrival to Achill, we were shocked to find our Airbnb was located around the corner from the latest direct provision protest site. Sinead, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How's it going?
Good, thanks. So what happened next? You got to your Airbnb. And was there a protest at this proposed direct provision? I think there's 14 refugees expected to arrive there. Asylum seekers are expected to arrive there this weekend. Women. What greeted you at the protest?
Well, there was a good few people outside, you know, a good crowd. And I mean, it was dark and windy. There were a good 20, 30 people outside and a couple of fires burning in, kind of old tin barrels, sort of, and a lot of signs, placards and saying, a system failure or site not suitable. Mm-hmm. So I felt very curious, I approached him. We were hungry at the time and we wanted to know where we would eat. So we had a little chat about that. But, I also kind of just wanted to know where were they coming from, the protesters? Why were they there, So.
And what answer did you get?
Well, I suppose I got various answers, really. Mm-hmm. I suppose I heard concern from people that it just wouldn't be a good place for them to stay for a variety of reasons. Now, I don't want to, I feel a little bit worried about, I definitely wouldn't be representative of the community or anything.
You're a visitor.
I'm a visitor. I really feel like, it's their voices, the community voices that really matter in this. And I suppose that's where I was coming from, was that, even on the way there, I'd actually been thinking about who's listening to the communities here and, when they make decisions, from Dublin or whatever, however many people are going to arrive into a small community, what about that community and are they really being listened to? Are they being empowered? Are they being heard? And, I'm not surprised that we're seeing this kind of what is resistance and what looks very unwelcoming. And it's real. I feel very concerned about it. I feel very concerned about the method and which the Department of Justice are using to, I would say, to integrate. But I suppose it's a lack of integration or the lack of consideration for the communities. The community, I suppose, not to speak on their behalf, but what I would have interpreted is that they just don't feel like there's enough for the people who would be coming here.
Who doesn't feel there'd be enough?
Well, what I heard from the community was, some of the people that I spoke to said they would be concerned that, people weren't informed, people weren't consulted, that they wouldn't have enough to offer. I feel a little bit hesitant.
But if they weren't consulted about you arriving for your holidays.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, Joe.
When you mention communities being consulted, should they've all been successful? Luke Terrard, they launched from their point of view, a very successful campaign and the basis that they wanted. They didn't want them in Luke Terrard, but they wanted them they wanted decent conditions for people in direct. I don't know. I wonder how that campaign is going since they got rid of it in Luke Terrard. Are they going around the country trying to improve the other direct provision centres? I doubt it very much. Ballinamore is the same. They look like the direct provision centre won't be going there. And now Kiel is, or Achill is the same. The direct provision, you say the people who are protesting saying they're protesting actually on behalf of the asylum seekers, that the accommodation is brutal. Isn't that what they're saying?
That's one of the things that they're saying. And I suppose I have, if you see all these protests coming up around the country, you have to wonder, is it the actual people? Are we going to blame the people, say, oh God, they're just racist, you know, or they're just whatever? Is that what we're going to do? Or are we really going to listen, you know?
Who's the we?
We, I suppose, we as a country, you know, so the state, I suppose, somehow mean we when I say the state. There are, you know, ways of listening to people and consulting with people, as in having, it is a big thing for a community. It's a whole different thing. Yes, people are consulted about planning permission, you know, if there was going to be a hotel or whatever, you know. So, but if, you know, there is a way of consulting the community rather
well,
than...
With permission for a hotel, they wouldn't be consulted. They would be entitled to object or to lodge an objection. But but they can be overruled, as they have been time and time again.
So I guess I have got a suggestion, you know, I mean, would you be willing to hear the suggestion? The suggestion would be, when you're making a big decision like this, which, you know, which will affect the community, and the community has, you know, just genuine concerns about, you know, they I suppose what I'm hearing is like, they're like, I mean, I'm not saying I agree, right? I'm really not saying I agree, but I just, you know, to have a people's assembly, you know, to say, well, why, you know, what are your concerns? Here's the problem. We have 40 people or whatever who need a new home. You know, they're coming from, you know, whatever, you know, really difficult situation where they can't live where they were living. And that's the problem. And, you know, we think that the solution could be, could you take some here? You know, could you actually take, you know, 40 people? And what I've heard when I spoke to people, and I, again, not speaking on behalf of the community, but what I heard was, certainly some openness to saying, yes, you know, we have, Irish people have been hospitable over the years. We, you know, we're given to trochra, you know, we're giving to, you know, babies in Africa or whatever. And yes, there is a way of doing it, that this could be possible, rather than like segregating.
What I read is that there's 12, it's a temporary measure. It's in the low season in the hotel. They're in dire straits. It's not that they're going to a new home. They're going to a home. They don't have a home. They don't have a home, full stop. That's why they're in Ireland. But anyway, what I heard, that there was 12 asylum seekers due to be housed or in that building in Achill Island on Saturday. Now, 12, there's families of 12 in Ireland. Like, if a family of 12 were moving to Achill Island, would you have a people's assembly in the local hall and have a vote on whether they were allowed or not?
It's not like that, Joe, is
so
it?
So what are you hoping? You know, what are you hoping this? What would be the outcome of this meeting?
I'm looking at the bigger picture here. It isn't just about 12 people, you know. And to be honest, when I spoke to them yesterday, they thought it was 45 men, and they were worried about, you know, various crime. I'm not saying that everything needs to be, you know, oh yeah, we need to get some kind of a profile of everybody who moves to Achill. I am definitely not saying that. I'm just saying that to impose something without any transparency is creating problems, and to recognise that is a problem. It's an ongoing problem around the country. And you could say very easily, it's very easy to jump to the conclusion and just say people are racist.
But anything could be said. Forget about labels for a minute. I'm just asking the question. If 12 people move into a community, and as 12 people, it wasn't too long ago, there's lots of Irish families with 12 people. Why are you saying there should be a meeting in the local hall or whatever, and they should have a vote on whether those people are allowed in or not?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well,
no,
what are you saying then?
So what I'm suggesting,
you're saying
is
the community should be consulted.
Process. I'm saying that there should be a process that the Department of Justice should use in order to, you know, create a society that is integrating people who are coming in from, you know, different cultures and the local community. So I'm talking about a very peaceful, empowering process, which involves initially the community and continues to involve the people who arrive, you know. And I am asking for something different for people who've come from war-torn countries and who are, you know, don't know anything about the culture, and who, you know, and for communities who are worried and not used to this, and just recognizing that those needs are there, and that it could be a beautiful thing. There are deserted villages in Achill Island that I'm actually walking through at the moment, kind of going, you know, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was more people here? But the way we're doing it is not, it's clearly not working, and we need to rethink that as a country, as a state, as you know, people who, you know, the Department of Justice, you know, it could be facilitated in a professional way to have an ongoing process where people are integrated and not segregated into, you know, hotels that are in poor repair. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Now, is that a separate issue? Now, you're now saying the hotel is in poor repair.
Well, I'm not saying that. I haven't been inside the hotel, but I'm saying that is a point that people are worried about, and that concern just needs to be heard. I'm not agreeing with everything I heard. I'm just saying that a process needs to take place, because the process that's currently being used, which is lacking in transparency, lacking consultation, it's not working. I'm worried that it's a recipe for racism. I'm really worried about that, you know, and that is my concern. I have a reason to be concerned about that, as I said in my email.
Just explain that to our listeners, if you wish.
Yeah,
it's up to yourself.
So, well, you know, yeah, I mean, I have mixed ethnicity myself, I suppose, okay. And so maybe that's why it's an issue that would be particularly close to my heart, let's just put it that way, you know.
Yeah, okay. But just to talk about, like, a report by Lorna Siggins in the Irish Independent about a meeting, you said, let's have a meeting about it and let people hear people's concerns. The National Union of Journalists has criticised the treatment of a T.G. Cahir cameraman at a public meeting on Mayo's Achill Island earlier this week. Newark T.G. Cahir cameraman Fergus Sweeney was asked to leave the public meeting on Wednesday night held to discuss proposed emergency accommodation for asylum seekers. He was subjected to jeers and taunts of out, out, out by a small but vocal number among the 200 people. Fianna Fáil councillor Paul McNamara, who was chairing the meeting, informed Mr. Sweeney he did not want him at the event, and he was then escorted out by Mr. McNamara. Councillor McNamara did not respond to a request for comment. Mr. Sweeney, the cameraman, said he felt uncomfortable and threatened. Now, is that a good atmosphere to have a discussion?
It doesn't sound like a good discussion, and I suppose I wasn't there. We don't know the ins and outs.
This is a reputable journalist reporting on this, so there's no need to say you weren't there, I wasn't there. That's like, you almost sound like a politician. I know you're not answering me. You weren't there and I wasn't there, but this is a reputable journalist reporting on another reputable journalist who was quoted as saying he felt uncomfortable and threatened. Now, is that how can you have sensible discussion in that atmosphere?
I hear what you're saying. It doesn't sound like the best atmosphere, but at the same time, we don't know the background to that. You know, I'm suggesting a method that is known. It's called a People's Assembly. It's an empowering method. It's a method that works. So whatever method that they're using, it clearly didn't work.
I don't want to labour this point, but at this People's Assembly that will decide whether people can move into the area or not. Okay.
I'm not actually saying that the People's Assembly would decide that, but it might give them some kind of empowerment.
Who can go to the People's Assembly?
I, to be honest with you, you know...
Do I have to live there all year round? Can I have a holiday home in Achill? Do I have to be born on Achill Island? Can I be a blow-in? Can I be someone who's only moved in 5 years ago?
I suppose, you know, to be honest, I would probably leave it quite open myself. But again, you know, there are professionals who are trained in facilitating these kinds of things. And I'm not suggesting that I go and facilitate a People's Assembly or I know all the answers to your questions. But certainly as a method, I've experienced it myself, and it's very empowering for the people who actually would be living here themselves, and for the people who would, you know, want to come in. Now, how you would actually run all of that, now, you know, it's a really good question. But I would say, in my experience, leave it open to the people who are drawn to come, who actually want to come. And yes, that they're just heard, and that the group as a whole, the problem, I suppose, or the issue, the situation is put to them that, you know, people need a home. And what are you going to do about it? And you'd be very, very surprised at what people actually come up with. So it takes into account what the community needs and what, you know, everybody else needs as well. You know, people do need somewhere to live. And from what I've heard, people would be willing to accommodate that, but just not in the way it's being imposed on the community. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how a dozen people arriving in a tourist destination, beautiful part of the country, can be seen on any day of the year as an imposition. I thought they welcomed visitors to Achill.
I suppose there's a lot of issues. So, Joe, you know, I mean,
what are the issues?
Well, one issue was, for example, if you know, people were concerned. Look, we're in the middle of nowhere. There actually aren't any amenities. Now, again, nothing. I agree. I'm just talking about, you know, a person's issue that I spoke to. He said, well, there isn't any amenities here, and you know, how would they even get to, you know, 2 kilometres if they wanted to go to the shops? There's no shop, you know, local, and they won't have any transport themselves. You know, I'm just saying that this is an issue that somebody had. Now, I personally think this is a very resolvable issue. But what he was told was, oh, we'll have buses for people. You know, they'll be able to go on buses. And the question that I was told the person from here asked, he said, well, can the neighbour, the next door neighbour, go on that same bus? And he was told no. And I suppose it's just things like that it's about empowerment again, about, you know, the community actually having a say.
Stay there for Sinead. Shane Guthrie is on Achill Island. Shane, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
What's happening there at the minute?
Well, basically, Joe, we have a peaceful vigil going on here at the Achill Head Hotel. And the main consensus from the people that are at the vigil and the residents of Pulla is that there was no consultation whatsoever with the department. They woke up one day and found out that they're going to have what we were told was there was so many males to attend. It changed then to females. So look, as we stand now, nobody knows what's going on, and the residents need an explanation from the department. As I was saying, there was zero consultation whatsoever.
And what do you think would be the outcome of the consultation?
Well, information is what we're looking for, Joe. I mean, we need to have provisions in place. We need to ascertain, are these people, you know, do they need medical treatment? Anything like that, you know. Nobody knows anything. We don't even know the nationalities. Not that that's an issue or anything like that, Joe. It's just purely on a humane basis. These people need to be looked after. You know, there is really very little to do. There's little facilities, especially when it comes to the winter. You know, the dark comes in very early. And that's where we're at. So it's information we need.
And were you at that meeting last week where the journalists, people start shouting at the journalists?
I was indeed at that meeting. Yeah, I was.
And what was it? The people jeer and shout at him, out, out, out.
Look, Joe, it was a local meeting was called with just local people, and nobody was putting on cameras and whatnot. I did hear that the cameraman was told to ask to leave. And
by who?
We haven't a clue, Joe. You know, there was a lot of people going on. There was a lot of unsureness going on. When people arrived into the meeting, those cameras and whatnot, we only found out about this meeting at 5:30. And lo and behold, when we get in, there was cameras, there was everything ready to rock. So, like I said, everybody was not informed of what was going on. So, look, it is where we're at. Like I said, we're at a silent vigil now.
What's the purpose of the vigil?
The purpose of the vigil is to receive information from the department. It's as simple as that. We just need information. We need clarification.
And what will you do with that information?
Well, we could get on to doctors. We could get on to if they need treatment.
That's not your job.
We'll read the information, and as a community, we'll all get together.
So you say you'll welcome the asylum seekers?
Look, we're a struggling population down here, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the people of Achill. This is my consensus. But we need population here, absolutely. Mm. We welcome refugees, migrants. The issue is the site is not suitable. There's no amenities. There's absolutely nothing here.
Yeah, but that's...
You're in rural Ireland. You need to drive.
But hang on, Shane. That's not your problem. If a tourist walks in on a hitchhiking tomorrow, you're not going to say to him, don't come on to Achill Island unless you have a car.
That's a really bit of a ridiculous question, Joe.
Why should you be worried about how they're going to get to the shops as a reason to start to put your vigil up to stop people going into the building? That's what you're saying.
Amnesty International have condemned these types of provisions. And, you know, I feel that I will not facilitate this government's crimes and what they're doing with these poor people.
And you don't accept the... Well, I presume it's no point even me saying. You don't accept the government's argument. This is what the Irish government are doing is a lot better than what other countries are doing. Significantly better.
I can't speak for other governments. I can only speak for what is going on in the community where I live. That's all I can do.
And what is going on in the community where you live?
As I've told you, we have zero information about... we don't know what's going on. We hear there's people coming in to a site that's not suitable.
That's decided by who?
There's no footpaths, there's no street lights. There is post offices of God knows how many miles away, 17 kilometres away to the post office, 53 to the hospital. I mean...
So Shane, when did you move to Ackle?
I moved to Ackle about 16 years ago, Joe.
And was there a meeting before you moved?
I wouldn't think so.
Why not?
Because I suppose I wasn't in a direct provision site, I suppose.
Yeah, but you were an outsider, obviously.
I was an outsider, right? How can you be an outsider in any 32 counties of this country?
Well, do you think people coming in... How can you be an outsider on the planet, on the world we live in?
Well, you can't. But look at Joe. At the end of the day, Joe... We have a site here that's not suitable. We were given zero information. I got in touch with the local Gardaí, local councillors, you name it. Nobody was aware of this was going on. But there had to be contracts in place a long time ago, so I'm sure there could have been information fed to people.
And the contract was with the local hotel owner?
It was, but
he or she didn't bother to say them. Not that they have to, I suppose.
No, but I mean, surely the HSE should have been informed. Our local doctor should have been informed.
How do you know they weren't?
Because we were told. We were told they weren't informed.
And by the way, you go on about the hospital being 53 miles away. It's 53 miles away for you as well.
Yeah, but
and you're happy.
No, I have a car.
Yeah, but you're happy. You're happily living there.
I am, absolutely, yeah. Like I said, I mean, we have to listen to the likes of Amnesty International who are condemning these...
Don't associate Amnesty International with...
Well, why not, Joe? They're the ones who have condemned direct provision, Joe.
Will you, yeah, but let me finish. But they do not, and I've never heard Colin McGorm or anyone else in Amnesty, they do not... support vigils or people as they did in Uachtaráin, dumping mounds and tons of clay in front of the gates of that hotel and eventually winning.
We're not in Uachtaráin, Joe. We're in Ackle Island.
I know you're in Ackle Island, yeah. And isn't it great that you're in Ackle Island? It's a great place to be, isn't it?
I remember you walking into my local Patton's Bar one day when I was sitting there having a pint. Your young lad was in the Gaeltacht.
That's right.
And we had a bit of a conversation.
It's a great spot. It's a great spot.
And it'd be brilliant. As I said, we're a struggling population down here. And we need people. We need to build communities. But you mean, you know, these sites are just not suitable. End of story.
And what if
poor treatment of people? Absolutely poor treatment.
If they found a decent site in that was satisfactory, that was up to your standard, would you have any problem?
Homes, Joe. Homes. People need homes.
I know.
We need to integrate families. We need our schools.
I know.
We welcome absolutely everybody. Absolutely everybody. I mean, when I first moved down here, the community were brilliant to me and my family.
So why is there a vigil?
There is a vigil because we're looking for information. Nobody has given us information and we are here looking for information. That's what we are here for, information.
When a journalist tried to report on your meeting, which would have helped get more information for you because it would have been on national television or whatever, he was run out of the meeting.
When you say Ran...
Well, I'll tell you exactly what he said, Shane. He said, I felt uncomfortable and threatened by what was going on.
I was in that building and I didn't see anybody in a threatening manner. Not at all did I see anybody in any threatening manner. We had Tina G down here actually doing a documentary the other night and there was zero issues with any, no reports coming down. Our issue is with direct provision and emergency accommodation, not the asylum seekers. We want to welcome in people.
Okay.
Like I said, we need population on this island.
Okay.
But this is the wrong way of doing it.
And
the inhumane way these people are treated is an absolute mistake.
Okay.
And we will not facilitate the Irish government in what they are doing. We will not aid them.
Okay, Shane, you're obviously very concerned about direct provision.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Joe.
And
let me get this point across, Joe.
Yeah.
There is a man from Ghana who works with a friend of mine, and he's been through the direct provision centre, and he told us that he was nearly going to hang himself.
Yeah, I know.
Am I not going to have this on my conscience? And I don't believe the rest of the community down here will have that on their conscience either. We need information. Yeah, we need to help these people. And that's how it is.
We've had callers. Thankfully, they've felt able to call Liveline from Direct Provision Centre telling us what the conditions are like. But you're saying the people who are on the vigil in Achill at the moment, I don't know what the weather is like, but people on the vigil, they're on the vigil because they want better, they want better facilities in the direct provision centres.
Information
is that correct?
As well as better facilities.
I don't doubt you, Shane.
But you're now, about the pictures I sent in there.
I didn't see the pictures yet.
Could you ask your researcher to show us? Let me finish. You're getting plenty of airtime now. Let me ask you a question or two.
Okay? You say the people on the vigil in Achill are there because they are disgusted by the government and the direct provision centres. Okay? How many people, I'll ask you, including yourself, how many people, Shane, came to the demonstration, I think it was about 8 weeks ago in Dublin, calling for better conditions for people in direct provision?
I have no idea, Joe. But did you go?
You say you're a crusader for better facilities in direct provision centres.
I'm a concerned resident, Joe. Did you go to the demo in Dublin? Well, I didn't know anything about any demo in Dublin, Joe.
But you're all very concerned about conditions. You say they're a disgrace, the government are a disgrace, Amnesty International have condemned them, yet nobody who's there, from what you tell me, has protested before about the conditions in direct provision centres. But anyway,
we're here to help people, Joe. That's what we want to do. We want to help these people, but this is not the way to help them.
So are you willing to help do up the direct provision centre?
We are willing to help. If any council properties or anything like that are given to people, I'm sure there's a brilliant community down here. We'll all lend hands
and integrate
the children into schools.
Brilliant.
Maybe find some work and we'll all get along and learn about their cultures and they can learn about theirs and we can all be happy together.
Okay.
It's not about, you know, Joe, look, it's not suitable at the end of the day and it's inhumane. It's absolutely horrendous. And that's really all we have to say. Well, all you have to say. I'm speaking on behalf of myself, by the way.
I know that. You made that clear at the outset. And you say if the conditions, and let's hope, there's health and safety. It's a state provision. It has to have a certain standard.
Well, health and safety. You look at the photographs, Joe, that I emailed you in and have a look at the fire escapes. Have a look at the rubbish that's out the back. Have a look at the fire assembly area.
The fire chief in Mayo would not allow...
The fire chief is actually here at the moment, Joe.
Yeah,
so
great.
That's exactly my point.
It would be a state building, so they'd have to have regulations. And the regulations, as you know, being part of the EU, the regulations for health and safety and fire provision in centres like that are way above any regulation the EU have seen to that. Sinead, what do you think should happen? You think there should be just more conversation, but what do these women do in the meantime?
What can you do? I was nearly in tears after having the conversation because all I can think of is when they arrive, you know, that I would love to see a welcome for them. Do you know, there should be Cead Mí Le Fáilte up.
Saoirse McHugh, the Green Party, the MEP that did so well in the European election, she's established a welcome group.
Great. Okay, well, that's a relief. Look, you know, I don't think they're on the vigil at the moment,
which I am.
The point that the man was making there on from Achill, it isn't about it's not anti the people who are coming in, it's anti the process in which they're doing it. There is a problem. If there wasn't a problem, you know, things would be going an awful lot smoother around the country. When you see the same problem arise again and again and again, you could put it down to the people or you could put it down to the process, right? And I put it down to the process, right? Because I don't see that here. I don't see that you know, anti, you know, whatever other countries or other races. It's not that. It's just the process that they've used, which is, it's just a pity, you know. And there needs to be a long-term, I think the onus on the Department of Justice for a long-term process of integration.
But
you know,
I hear, but we are in an emergency situation. That
absolutely
is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you can't sit back in the meantime, let's have big meetings and light up or put on our smoking jackets and our sweaty nightcaps and have a meeting that goes on for years. And in the meantime, people are risking their lives getting into backs of trucks, trying to escape from their home country. But anyway,
Joe, go on. Just give me one more second there. That isn't it. You know, but I'm saying this meeting.
I'm saying it is an emergency.
Could take a couple. It is an emergency, Joe. And this kind of meeting can take, you know, a few hours. Actually, if it's done right, I've seen these kind of meetings be extremely empowering. Could take over, you know, the process of, you know, from the Tuesday to the Friday or whatever, could be done if it was done right, you know,
and a
long-term process. And yes, oh God, I just hope that the flags are up and we're welcoming people
now I see we're getting calls from people on ACL who are in favour of what's happening. But we'll talk to them. Are you in favour or against, Sinead, as a matter of interest?
Of direct provision, of I'm against. Welcoming people, I'm in favour.
And where would you put them? You're not going to give them a tent. I'd ask the community, like they do in France, to give them a tent and a sleeping bag.
Joe,
and good luck.
Yeah, I would ask the people here, what can we do? This is the problem. There are this many people. There are 45 people who need home because this, as I understand, is what they were originally told. The 45 people who need somewhere to stay. Can you help? And I can tell you, I absolutely believe in my heart and my soul that people would say, yes, we can help. And this is how we can help. And that there are homes here, there's empty spaces, that, you know, it could really be something brilliant for this community. And I think that's what I'm hearing. I mean, surely you heard that as well from the other man you spoke to, that people do want more people here. This deserted villages, you know, there's the population has halved in the last, you
know,
40 years. So there is, you know,
what was the point you were making earlier about you? Someone said they heard they were going to be all men.
Well, this is what's
the issue there?
I'm not talking that there's any, I don't want, you know, I'm not talking about that being an issue. I'm just saying
someone said it to you. They're all men. What's the issue?
Yeah, no, so somebody said that was the original thing, that they didn't feel like, it was just a shock, I suppose, to hear that, you know, 45 men are going to come and, you know, what are we going to do? It's just like, God, I don't think, I suppose people are going to be, just want to have a say in, you know, how are we going to provide for the needs of those people, you know, that's all it is. It's listening to the needs of everybody, the community and the people coming in. What are their needs? What do they need from here? Because we'd love to provide that.
Well, they need a roof over their head at the minute.
If
ACL were told, and I know it's a very hospitable place and very welcoming when I was there with my children, but if ACL were told that there's 45 men coming on a bus on Saturday from Dublin, they're the Leinster rugby team plus their and they're going to stay there till Christmas on a camp. Living in one of the hotels. There wouldn't be any objection, sure there wouldn't.
Joe.
There wouldn't. Okay. Thanks, Sinead. Yeah. 51551. Thanks, Sinead. Appreciate your call.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
51551 and Joe at rt.ie. Owen Bourke, Owen, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you? How are you keeping?
Good. What's happening in ACL? You're living there, from what I can see.
I am, as EJ. Yeah. I've lived in ACL my whole life, really. And look, just like the other listeners are saying, I can't speak for everyone on the island.
Yeah, I know that.
From having spoken to the majority of people, I think it is, just like you were saying, the journalist that was kicked out of the meeting the last week, I think it is a very small but vocal minority that is starting to take over the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And from chatting to people, chatting to my neighbours and people around the place, most people have no issue with this happening. Everyone, I don't think there's anyone that agrees with direct provision. I think we all agree it's not a good system. We'd like to see it replaced with something better.
Yeah.
But frankly, the people who were on just a moment ago, I believe, are using that as an excuse not to let anyone in, because we're not going to overhaul direct provision overnight. These people are due to come in tomorrow. We're not going to change the system in 24 hours. Rather than just kicking the can down the road, let someone else deal with it, I believe the best thing to do is to just meet them, say hello, how are you, offer an olive branch, and just try to get to know them.
The caller who was on, Shane Guthrie, originally from Dublin, he was saying he's lived in Achill for 15 years, but he was saying that there's been no consultation, and he thinks there should be consultation about who's coming, who are they.
There is an issue with that, but the statement I saw from the Department of Justice says that they don't generally announce these emergency accommodations because to protect the businesses and the occupants. And we have seen places being set on fire in other parts of the country, so I do understand that concern. But also, a lot of the big, that you touched on, a lot of the big issues people had was that it was all men coming. As far as I know now, it's been changed to a mixture of men, women and families, and still these people don't want them coming in.
But the reason the reason Shane said is, well, one of the reasons is, one, information. He said, we want more information. Seems like, anyway, we want more. And second thing is, we hate direct provision. It's a scandal. The government should be ashamed. They should be hang their heads in shame. We will not do anything to facilitate direct provision.
I totally agree with that. But ultimately, these people have nowhere else to go for the time being. And that same gentleman with the Dublin accent said that he knew a fella that was in direct provision that wanted to hang himself. Well, now, that's awful. It is.
It is awful.
Surely a group of people waiting outside the Achill Head tomorrow as the bus drives up holding placards saying, we don't want you here. That's absolutely not going to help the situation. That's not going to make their situation any better.
But it's a pity Shane hung up, I think. But I think Shane would say, we won't be holding a placard saying we don't want you here. We'll be holding a placard saying this place is not. I think the last line was they're saying it's not suitable for human habitation.
Well, that's a bit of an exaggeration. It was open for the summer, as I believe. Maybe not the best of facilities, but I wouldn't say it's I wouldn't go that far myself now. Yeah, like, I think it's not suitable. I would feel sorry personally for the people who have to stay there for a period of time. I do agree with that. But, like, I mean, if they have nowhere else to go, ultimately, yeah, we can put up with it for a couple of months. We can deal with that. We can help them in little ways and, you know, break the ice in some way.
Well, what about Shane's point, and somebody seemed to be prompting him at the time, it's 53 miles to the hospital, it's 2 miles to the post office, it's, they won't have cars, we have cars, they don't have cars.
As far as I understand, it is just the playground
is a kip or something. I'm only
paraphrasing. Well, Jesus, he's really putting down Achill in general, isn't he? I think it's lovely.
And the winter said it can be a difficult place in the winter.
It is, yeah. But as far as I understand, and like I said, I'm not involved in this contract in any way. I'm only going on what I've heard. As far as I know, there's a local bus driver who's going to be bringing them around, bringing them out to the shop, to the post office if needs be. Again, it's not ideal for anyone, really. It's a bit of a rigmarole, but I mean,
they seem
to have a plan in place.
Okay, stay there for a second. I'm back after this. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. John McGrath is in Ockram Village in County Wicklow. Beautiful village. John, your point, please.
County Galway, Joe.
Sorry. Okay, no worries. There's more than two Ockrams, I suspect, as well. Go ahead, John.
There is. Just listen to Shane earlier on, and he's kind of reaffirmed the point that I wanted to make was, when he went to Achill, he was he was welcomed. And I just wonder that if 100 people had gone with him, would 100 people be welcomed? And the point I'm trying to say is, as opposed to trying to bring in a large number of people into an area such as Achill or indeed Upper Ard, the country is dotted with villages, towns and townlands why not bring in two or three families into each area and let the people get to know them? And because people are afraid of the unknown, and when there's 100 or 150 people coming into an area, it's
well, apparently now it's a dozen on Ackle. And what you need as well at this stage, when you're in an emergency situation, you need somewhere that can take a dozen people and facilitate a dozen people, and food and toilets and bathrooms and kitchens and emergency exits to go around. I presume all the Ockrams in Ireland and say, have you got a house here and a house there? Even though I'm sure there's a local housing list or whatever. It's just that There's a hotel in Ackle that's currently shut down after the high season, and the Department of Justice have looked at it and said, we want to bring 12 people there on Saturday to put them up till December, which is 8 weeks away.
Again, I just think it's overwhelming for a small community to take on. I think in the case of there are, there's over 100 people going in there. And like I said, it's just fear of the unknown. And
I shouldn't be asking too many questions. Owen, stay there, John. Owen, John McGrath's point that the community, he's worried that communities can be overwhelmed.
Well, as you said, Joe, it's 12 people. Like, that's the current number as far as I know. It's not going to overwhelm anyone.
Okay.
And this is talking about overhauling direct provision again, which I agree with.
But it's
not going to happen overnight. And these people need somewhere to go now.
Okay.
So why not try and make the best of a bad situation?
Okay. Owen Burke, John McGrath, and Ollie Shane Guthrie, all our other callers. Thanks indeed. 51551 continues. Tara Lockery Grant produced. And Ray Darcy is next.